All right, you may be seated. Write this statement down. It just was given to me by the Holy Ghost. Ignorance is a permanent stop sign if you don't do anything about it. Ignorance is a permanent stop sign if you don't do nothing about it. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. I'll read one statement out of the NIV Bible. Turn there if you will. Turn there if you will. Ephesians 4:20. Turn your Bible. Ephesians 4:27. Turn there if you will.
Yes, sir.
It read in the King James Version, neither give play to the devil, right?
Yes, sir.
That's what it's saying there?
Yes, sir.
Neither give plays to the devil. Mm-hmm. That's part of it? What it say? Read it. Ephesians 4:27.
Neither give place to the devil.
Neither give place to the devil. That's what it says.
That's what it says. Yes, sir.
Neither give place to the devil. He must be one place, right?
Right.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
The NIV Bible says in that verse, and do not give the devil a foothold.
Right.
And I'll say in your life.
Right.
Or in your home. Mm-hmm. Or in your marriage.
Right.
Or in your mind. Then there's Luke 10:19.
Yes, sir.
Luke 10:19. I'm working on something.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes,
Luke 10:19. Mm-hmm. I'll read from the Amplified Bible in Luke 10:19. The King James Version, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents, scorpions, the power of the enemy shall do you no harm.
Right. Yes, sir.
In the Amplified, it says, first two words is listen carefully. Mm-hmm. What I say?
Listen carefully.
And that's what I need for you to do tonight.
Yes, sir.
Listen carefully, because a lot of you all, shield gonna go up, not the shield of faith, mm-hmm. the shield of flesh.
Right.
When I start ministering, the shield of flesh gonna jump up, mm-hmm. because you think you know what I'm talking about, but you gotta give me time.
Yes, sir.
All right? Listen carefully, I'm giving you authority that you now possess to tread on serpent and scorpion, that's the enemy, mm-hmm. and the ability to exercise authority over all the power of the enemy, Satan, and nothing will in any way harm you.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was a good opening up scripture.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is a long subject. I don't know if you can get it on a book or what, but it's a long. It's a power to unlock and unblock your soul for kingdom advancement in your life.
Yes, sir.
Power to unlock and unblock your soul.
Yes, sir.
Let's pause there a minute. Unlock and unblock your soul. Are you telling me it's possible that in some area of my life that my soul is blocked?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All of us, we're in danger of that.
Right.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, I have to tell you something God said to me. And five o'clock this morning, he said, I received from the Holy Spirit at five this morning that the internet is trying to be a substitute for the inner man.
Hmm.
And the church and the world are being deceived by it.
Right.
Listen, class, I'll give you scripture proof, and the Holy Spirit is in his place mightily tonight.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
But this
yes,
is a heavy assignment.
Mm-hmm.
What the internet and the iPhone and all these gadgets are doing, what it's doing is to keep you living and dependent on the outside. And so most of your answers come off the iPhone or off the internet. You had never consulted God. And so the booger man can play his game in your life because you don't have no conviction. You don't have no counseling power. You just got information.
Right. Wow. Right, right, right.
And so our children's lives are being ruined. This generation is a lost generation because they don't have no Bible. They got a computer. They got an iPhone. And I tried earlier to talk to you about this, and I saw it was stanky. You didn't like it. But this time, I'm going to dig your heart out. That you'll know what's going on. All right? Actually, we must teach you how to eat the good and leave the evil. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more revelation to protect the church, but it would take a whole lot of apostolic wisdom. Mm-hmm. But thanks to God, he's given to us ahead of time. Amen. The computer, and you can add all the other gadgets you've got, is aiming to take the place of the communion of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, conviction is being ruled out of our lives. So everybody, watch this, thinking the same way.
Right.
You're getting the information from the same place.
Yep.
So man is trying to place the inner man with the internet. Listen, turn to Ephesians 3:16.
Yes, sir.
Man has more confidence in the internet than the inner man. Whoa. Somebody's problem, God has already answered it, but you didn't look to him.
You're right.
And it's bringing us back to Aesop.
Right. Yes, sir.
Foot deceived. He consulted the doctor and didn't talk to God.
Right.
And God said, all right, go ahead on. Right. He died.
Yes, he did. Yes, sir.
Our children, as well as adults, we don't have no more private business.
Right. That's right.
Everything on the internet, you're going where you're going on vacation,
right.
What you're going to wear,
right.
Who you're planning on marrying, and somebody else come take them. You must be, Ephesians 3:16,
yes,
you must be strengthened by might in the inner man.
Yes, sir.
But internet, you and I, internet is robbing the inner man because we can't go one day without that iPhone. Some of y'all go crazy.
That's right, sir.
Plum, flat, dab, crazy. You wouldn't know what to do. And you can't hold a decent conversation. You can't talk to a point now. You don't have nothing to say.
That's right.
Because the internet has made us stupefied.
Right.
We depend on it too much.
Right.
What about prayer?
Amen. Yes.
Right.
What about prayer?
Just a little talk with Jesus. What about that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Just a little talk with Jesus and make everything all right.
Uh-huh.
We ain't talking to Jesus. We look it up on the internet. And some jackass on the internet, donkey, you know, tell us how this should go, and we never talk to the Lord. And you wonder why your husband left you. You ain't prayed for him. You wonder why another woman took your husband. You ain't praying for him. You on the doggone internet. We men, we need prayer.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
You need it too.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Get that voice. Strengthening your inner man.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You need to be strength. Look at Romans 9:22. You're going to get a little more heavy up in here.
Thank you, Lord.
I would like for y'all to bring a Bible.
Yes, sir.
I'd rather a Bible than a notepad. I just tell you the truth. I'd rather, right now, while I'm on this series, God dog it. Then I'm going to convince you after this series is over, you're going to keep your Bible.
Yes, sir.
John Osteen used to get up there. John Osteen said, all right, let's read your Bible. Can't say that no more. Convenient.
Right.
Convenient, taking the place of conviction and communion.
Right. Yes, sir. Right.
Yes, sir. You don't believe me? Some of y'all got some young kids up to 12, 13 years old, and then on up, and then down to. Just have a conversation with them without the computer.
Right.
Can't hardly talk. They don't know what to say. Tell them what thus saith the Lord is thus saith the computer.
Yes, sir.
Come on, I know what. Man, and you know, I like my iPhone. I don't love it. I like it. But I leave it on purpose sometimes. I got books after books. I studied off it. So there's a convenient. Let me show you this. You got Romans 9:22?
Yes, sir.
What it says? What is it?
What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endure with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction?
That's a good one, but that wasn't the one I want to go with. Romans 7:22. But that's a good one, Dave. Talking about him getting messed up, you know. Lord sometimes do that, you know. Yeah, he know I didn't know that voice was there, so he took me to that voice. But in Romans 7:22. Talk about the law of God, right?
Yes,
in where about?
In the enemy.
No, not outside.
Inwardly.
Huh?
Inwardly.
So where God wake from?
Inwardly.
Uh-huh. What the internet wake from?
Outside.
Who working the most? No, God, you say God all you want. That internet have more time than God.
Right.
That iPhone got more time than Jesus and all his disciples. And it's dangerous.
Yes.
It's destroying lives.
Yeah.
And so, not only that. Now, can you identify? Turn to Genesis chapter 2. Can you identify with this? At 5:00, I got. Well, let's go back to the night before. The night before, I had a dream, and here's a snake. Round. He's just round.
Right.
Like my wife's mom. Freaking, that's a big snake, isn't it? He's big and all over. He's big around. So I'm on a scooter, a golf cart, and I see him there, and I'm led to run over it. Now, I know them wheels wasn't big enough to jump over this big rock, but he told me to go, so I went. Boom! Hit him. And I got kind of stuck a little while. Then it rolled over him. He stuck his head up, then, but I had him.
Right. Yep.
Well, I didn't know the next night at 5, next morning at 5:00, the Lord said to me, the internet is aiming to take the place of the inner man.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the barber shop. My barber at 5 a.m. He pick up a book. And the book is written by a prisoner who God give discernment of what or who the internet is. The symbol fruit in the Garden of Eden that Eve ate, the symbol fruit is the apple.
Right. Yeah.
That's right. But we really don't know what she ate.
Right.
But the symbol fruit is the apple.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Now, my son preached. My wife reminded me, you can eat the apple, but you can't eat the seed.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
What did it have in there?
Cyanide. Right.
The seed in the apple got cyanide in it. Mm-hmm. You chew it long enough, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now, the first computer was bought. It cost $666.66. Now, if we don't turn around back to the Bible and stop and the Holy Spirit and the inner man, we're going to have major trouble. We're going to lose the counsel of God.
Yes.
Conviction.
Mm-hmm.
communion. So we are designed to discern evil from good. And so prophetically and apostolically, the Lord revealed to me, he was trying to get a hold, get my attention early when this thing first started, but you're up against the whole world. But Pharaoh went down, didn't he? And Goliath went down. And the Red Sea opened up, didn't it? Uh-huh. And the lions wasn't strong as Daniel, was it? When you got God on your side, that's all you need. But I have to protect this church. I want y'all to use those things with caution. And don't let them take your whole life. Read a book.
Yeah, amen.
See, I get the book. I get it on the computer and get it in a book form, too. That's why you got to get your money so you can buy something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Cheap. You need to have some money. What? Now, low down sex.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Come from their computer.
Right.
And then some of y'all better not be getting on there half naked, trying to show your body. You must be a fool. Now all this time I done put with you,
right.
You gonna get your tail on there talking about look how good I look. Trying to find you a husband, a wife on a computer, you need to ask God to send you a husband.
Yes, right. Yes sir, that's right. Oh yes sir.
Thing taking over, man. Y'all ain't paying no attention. Let me show you. You either saying, I know I was supposed to be here tonight, or I know I wasn't supposed to be here. But you're here now. Because I know some of y'all in love with that iPhone. You're in love with that computer. And you don't give a doggone what I say, but I'm trusting the Holy Ghost to uncover, because you're a Christian. And you know the truth, and you're going to know how to handle this thing and not let this thing take your life over. You're going to go to bed without that phone. Leave it in another room.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You find out you're hooked.
Yes, sir.
Can you leave it in another room?
Yes, sir.
Can you leave the house without it one day?
Wow.
Yeah, something talking up in you. Because it got hooks in you.
Yeah, right.
Only the Holy Ghost can get out. See, we're swapping conviction for convenience. Satan know how to suck us in. He make it real good. He don't show you the evil. But how many little boys and little girls went down because of this thing? Their mind all messed up. They're training them while you're sleeping. You got that thing babysitting them children. And the world training them how to do evil. Why are you sleeping? Shouldn't have got the gall to tell you, don't just come up in that room. I'll kick that doggone door down. What? I'll come in the room when I get ready. I might sleep in here with you tonight. Got your mind. Look in Genesis 2, because I got to move. I got a lot of things to tell you. Look, Genesis 2. Verse 15, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou shalt eat thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Yes,
sir. Sin is a killer.
Yes, yes, sir.
All right. You go over and I didn't write these notes down. He told about the tree in the beginning, in the third chapter of Genesis. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yeah, has God said you should not eat of every tree of the garden? Now, it's the same thing that Satan is saying to some of y'all tonight. He's saying the same thing. I like my computer. I'm not telling you got to get rid of it, but get rid of it. From controlling your life. Use it for the good, but not the evil. So in the Indian meeting, I got to get a little rattle sometime. You know, he hit me hard. So I'm just hollering at you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I know I'm going to have to do a lot of teaching on this, but I'll show you from the scripture the benefits and the glories. And you would not be a part of that ruined team.
Amen.
This thing in the church and in the world. Children in school now, they are a bunch of dummies. If you take that computer from them, and Rose and Bertha and Hazel and Gwen was teaching, it's not coming in on them. But when the old school, you had to learn something, man. You can't filibuster with that computer. You had to learn something. Look at verse 6 of the third chapter. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes. See that?
Right, yeah.
See, that thing sure was pleasant. And a tree to be desired. Yeah. To make one wise. Yeah. She took up the food. Yeah, there. And did eat. Yeah. And gave also to her dumb husband with her. And he did eat. Yeah. You know the next voice? You know what the Holy Ghost has told me? Mm-hmm. That computer tells us too much about ourselves. Wow. Wow. With no restriction. Right. Now, I mean, some of y'all are weird at it. You can look up anything on that thing.
Right
now. Huh? Yep. So now, let me walk you through some things. What it is those of us who let anything take God's place and we don't know it, it's a soul problem.
Right.
Not your spirit, mm-hmm. It's your soul. Talked to a young man that walked out the barbershop, and I used to pastor him, but he got away. His mom said to me, he's hearing voices. Mm-hmm. And he talked back to him. And I said to him, because you're not on the inside,
right,
son.
Right, wow. Right.
You don't know how to operate from the inside. So when that voice talked to you, because your soul and your spirit is not in alignment, your body and your soul running the show.
Right.
So you can't hear the inside voice because it got to come out of your spirit through your soul.
Right.
All right, let me do some stuff here. Let me do some things here. All right, let me read this to you again. Man has tried to replace the inner man with the internet. Man had more confidence in the internet than the inner man. That is a plot of Satan to continue to deceive man to believe he is smart, and he knows how to handle anything. Oh, Jesus, I need you. Every hour, every minute. That's the old school. I need you. We don't hear it anymore. Oh, Jesus, I can't. Lord, I can't make it without you. So, sinning not just a mistake. No, sinning is turning your back on God. That's called a spade, and a heart a heart. Now, let me, oh my goodness. Apple computer. Apple is good, but the seed is poison.
Right. Yep, that's right. Uh-huh. Right.
I want to get to something here that I'm leading you in the green pasture. That'd be okay?
Yes, sir.
I'll get to it, Lord. Turn to James chapter 1. And I want you to write these notes down. The soul must be awakened properly. The soul, emotion, your mind, your will, must be awakened properly. The world have rocked our soul asleep. We're going through the motion, but yet we are more devoted to the other side than to God.
Right. Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
It's a trick. Say it, it's a trick.
It's a trick.
But we want to expose that tonight. I'm not telling you to take a hammer and beat your computer up because there's a lot of good information you can get out of it. But I'm telling you, don't let the computer take the hammer and beat you up. And that's what's going on. See, be in charge. What I say?
Be in charge.
Now look what the word of God says. Because here it is. I'm a spirit, I have a soul, I live in the body.
Right.
I'm born again man in my spirit.
Yes, sir.
My soul is not born
That's
again.
Right. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
I have to take the word of God and put food and fuel. Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone, but he would put food and fuel in my soul that my soul can come to understanding to submit to my spirit.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You ain't got to worry about your body. Once the soul submits to the spirit, the body got to fall in line.
That's it.
And all your outward manifestation come.
Right.
Reading a lot of people not getting manifestation is their soul has been knocked out of alignment. Write that down. Their soul has been knocked out of alignment. So therefore, with their soul being knocked out of alignment, I don't want to get ahead of myself. There's so many things. Let me take them one at a time. Holy Spirit, bring conviction. I can't do this by myself. Now you done given this assignment, Lord. I need you when this word is read. I need the life and the light coming out of this word.
Yes, sir.
Going into the people you have put me over.
Yes, sir.
So they'll know that you told me to tell them that.
Right. Yes, sir. Hey, glory to God. Yes, sir.
See? You got all them pretty covers.
Right. Yes, sir. Right.
Them computers in pretty covers. They made all kind of little things. You slip them in. That thing, you know. Got mini one and medium sized one. Got big one.
Yes,
sir. The last big one, I got it. Big old one. I got it. But it ain't got me.
Right. Glory to God.
I want every woman in here to say, I'm a Holy Ghost woman.
I'm a Holy Ghost woman.
Every man say, I'm a Holy Ghost man.
I'm a Holy Ghost man.
Every youth say, I'm a Holy Ghost youth.
I'm a Holy Ghost
youth. Oh, I forgot to say it. I'm a Holy Ghost youth.
I'm a Holy Ghost youth.
Oh, yep.
Yes,
did I show you? I showed y'all that scripture in Philippians 4:9, didn't I? Huh? They ain't been up here? Go to that scripture. Before I go to James here. Yeah, go to this scripture. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
No, it's not on the screen, baby. Get it in your Bible. See, that screen just a reminder of the computer. Everything convenient. Everything, look, I don't have to do nothing. But the Bible said be a hearer and a doer of the word.
Yes, sir.
So it gets so convenient, you don't do the word. Look what Philippians 4:9 says.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I have such freedom in teaching this.
Yes, sir.
Man, we're going to get some revelation out of this in the months to come.
Right.
Yes, as I train you how to function in your soul properly. Mm-hmm. Because, see, man became a living soul.
Right.
But when man sold out,
right.
He became a dead soul.
Right. Yes, sir.
So God had to give us something to keep our soul alive.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the only thing to keep your soul alive is the word of God being revealed to you in your mind that you understand what God's saying.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Hmm. Give me a minute here. Philippians 4:9. Isn't this something? Hmm? Pastor got bold to say something like this, didn't he?
Sure he
did. But he had to have some evidence too. And he had to have some experience. And he had to have some encounter. Who won't follow somebody without any experience?
Right. Yes, sir. That's right.
You won't even know yourself is awake.
Right. That's right.
Oh, the Spirit of God just spoke something. He says to tell you, don't let problem lobby in your life.
Right.
You know it had to be the Holy Ghost. How can I think of something like that? Yeah, don't let problem become a lobbyist in your life.
Right.
Just stay there, stay there.
Yeah.
Because what you're learning now, you're going to deal with it.
Amen.
See. You know, just a little talk with Jesus.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Just a few moments of praise and worship.
Yeah. Glory to God.
We'll blow
hallelujah
that computer out the water.
Hallelujah.
It's What really is an Elijah and Joshua situation? Joshua said, "Choose the day whom you're gonna serve."
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But me and my house,
yes, sir,
we're gonna serve the Lord, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
And then Elijah said, "Choose, you're gonna serve Baal or God."
Right. Yes, sir.
See, and so now you have a choice to make.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk that little sweet talk. And I recognize he's a computer expert.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, the man just sold. He's a computer expert.
Right.
But I recognize that computer can turn into the arm of Satan.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And you have to know how to deal with it properly.
Right. Yes, sir.
Eat the good and leave the evil. But if your soul is not properly trained,
right,
you're going to eat everything. Philippians 4:9 says, those things which you have both learned, or have mercy, and received, have mercy,
yes, sir,
and heard, have mercy, and seen in me,
yes, sir,
do,
yes, sir,
and the God of peace shall be with you.
Yes, sir.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm not telling you to do something,
right,
that my house,
right, yes, sir,
is not going to do.
Right.
My wife used to have a computer. What you got now, honey? Show them what you got. She got a computer with a Louis Vuitton cover. Got the best.
Right. Yes,
I bought her a big diamond ring last night. She already got a bunch of them. You're supposed to pick that thing up at 5:00 too. Man talked to me. I told him what I was going to pay for. He gave me a price. I said, no, this is what I'm paying for.
Right.
I asked my wife. I said, no, this is what is all you're getting. You don't want that? Put it back.
Right.
He ain't going to let them $1,000 walk out the store.
Right.
He said, come back, sir. Then he won't put my ring on, all that stuff. James 1:21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness,
yep,
and superfluity of naughtiness,
yep, yep,
and receive with what?
Meekness.
What?
Meekness.
What?
Meekness.
I thought I was saved. You got me?
Yes, sir.
See, that soul is not born again.
Right.
But God, but the soul is part of the inner man. So a lot of times you think you're talking about your spirit. Your spirit is the image and the likeness and the nature of God.
Right, right, right.
Uh-huh. You can sin, but it's your soul and body doing it.
Right, right.
Your spirit don't have no part with it.
Right.
Why do you think you can repent?
That's right.
Wow.
You go back in your spirit.
Uh-huh.
Why do you think God said it? He know that soul, see, so here we go. So what can bring my soul in alignment with my spirit? What is it?
Word of God.
Then grafted word. How I have to receive it?
With meekness.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I'm a grown woman. Oh, Moses, I mean, I'm a grown woman. You know, people tell you that, you know, right. I ain't got to live in no, right. But no, you got to be, at 12 years old,
right. Yes, sir.
Jesus had to move fast to find, Jesus found out a secret at 12 years old.
Yes, sir.
He found out that he had to work from the inside.
Yes, right.
When he did all that God wanted, he thought, them lawyers and doctors, he talking to them,
right.
Because
yes.
They were talking from the outside.
Right. Yes, sir.
Jesus was talking from the inside.
Yes, sir.
Now,
right.
He said, for you to be able to receive from me as your pastor,
right.
You can't be a grown woman.
That's right. That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
Except you become a little child,
yes, sir.
You're open,
right.
Saying, man of God, feed me.
Yes.
And then the Holy Ghost, see, I can't help these people who, you know, they all... See, that's why it's submission. She said, with meekness, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now, one way you can study the Bible, just go to opposite. Blessed are those who are not meek. They ain't gonna inherit nothing. Because they're only temporary, and they ain't inheriting nothing. All right, now watch what he said. So when he said, receive it to save your soul, he said, 9 verse 22, now you, but be ye doers of the word, not yet only, deceiving your own self. If any man be a hearer of the word, not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in the glass, for he beholdeth himself, goes his way, we're talking about your soul now,
right.
And straightway forgetting what manner of man he was. Mm-hmm. See, the word, look at me, the word of God is a mirror
right.
For your soul.
Yeah, right.
For your soul, listen, to see itself just like your spirit.
Right, yes, sir. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
So if you stop studying the word, your soul turning into another entity.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And it began to receive whatever the world, whatever the computer, whatever they're putting out. But you're a Christian. So, except you become as a child and believe that I'm speaking, thus saith the Lord, you will have an argument that will argue you out the truth in your soul. Why I won't come here saying all this tonight? I was laying in my bed minding my own business. And then the Lord said, told me that. He said, and you, I'm giving you this assignment. That's what I've been training you up for all these years. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. See, look at verse 25. My God. But whosoever. Remember, we're still talking about the soul looking.
What?
We're still talking about, not just spirit, the soul looking now.
Yes, sir.
We start off talking about receiving God's word. And he said to save your spirit.
Yes,
say to save your soul. Right. So your soul looking now.
Right.
Your mind, your emotion, your will, your conscience, your imagination.
Yes.
As a man thinketh in his soul, heart, soul, so is he.
Right.
What it profit a man again, the whole world. And lose his soul.
Right, yes, sir.
All that computer body is gain. Trying to gain it some other way than sowing your seed.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have I deal with this? They psyched you out with Black Friday.
Yep.
You psyched out.
Right.
They marked that stuff up.
Right.
And quite naturally, if you mark it up, you can bring it down.
Right.
Look what they called it, Black Friday. Because
right.
It hookwank a lot of black folks.
Yeah.
Looking for a deal.
Yes, sir.
I remember the blue light special. I'm running all over the store. Blue light come on down there, and then they turn it on down there. You running, about to kill yourself for something for about $14. You, I come to myself, I said, this is crazy. I'm going down what aisle I want to go down. I ain't thinking about this blue light special. Who you think come up with Black Friday? The computer. The computer. Who think come up with it? The computer had become the world mind.
Right. That's right. That's right.
You have to function in the mind of Christ,
yes,
or the world mind gonna take you.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yes, sir.
25th verse. But whosoever look into the perfect law of liberty, liberty, liberty,
right,
liberty, I'm a free man, and continue therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Talking about your soul. This man shall be blessed in his deed. Talking about your soul. 21st verse, what we start talking about, your soul, right? Huh? Not your spirit. Your soul has to be in alignment to receive from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
All right, the next point is, learn, what I say?
Learn.
How to keep your soul in alignment with your spirit. What do you think Romans 12, 2 and 3 about?
Right.
Huh? Be not conformed to the world. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you say mind, you're talking about your soul.
Yes, sir.
That you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me share something with you, children. There's 12 powers that you have to know about. I'm going to finally teach it to them. But your will is one of those powers.
Uh-huh.
Your will is a power from God.
Yes, sir.
That God can give you his will. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
And you get to a point where you're not going to turn from that.
Right.
If it's not God's will, I don't want it.
Yes.
That's a power. That's a power of God. That's a power that God. That's one of your 12 powers. I can for God at work in me to do his will and his good pleasure. Yeah. Be not drunk with wine, Ephesians 5:17.
Yes, sir.
But understand what the will of the Lord is. That's on your power. See, your power, your power. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, there's a power God gives you to walk in his will. Let the will of the Lord be done. You've got to turn these things and use them to God's glory. Learn how to keep your soul in alignment with your spirit. That Romans, look at verse 2. Look at verse 3. Look at verse 2. Look at verse 3.
Yes, sir.
See? Verse 3 is talking about, see, faith operating in your spirit.
Right.
Don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to think. Think soberly as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Right.
Faith is another power out of the 12 powers,
yes,
you got.
Sir.
Faith can turn this world upside down.
Hallelujah.
Inside out.
Hallelujah.
Faith can cut a problem down to his knees.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the Lord. Faith is a power you got. Faith is more powerful. I feel electricity going on my hand. Faith is more powerful than a computer.
Oh yes, sir.
Faith can shut a computer down.
Oh yes, sir.
Shut Apple down. Shut them all down. For faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now you see, it's a $500 check. He know. And none of y'all as computer literate as him.
Right. Yes, sir.
He can tear a computer down with his eye almost closed and put it back together.
Right. Yes,
but he know that the Lord know, and this is confirmation.
Right. Yes, sir.
He has a computer exploit,
right,
bring me a $500 check.
Yes, sir. Hey, glory to God. Yes, sir.
Because he know I'm not trying to kill a computer.
Right.
I'm trying to kill stupidity in
right.
people
wow.
who's using the computer.
Right.
Instead of letting that thing use you, you
right.
use it.
Right.
You know, I really don't care how you feel. I hope you're insulted enough to get mad enough to look at this crazy
right.
thing and make a decision here.
Yes, sir.
How long can you stay without your phone?
Right. Good Lord.
Could I have your phone for 5 hours? And you still live. It's your life source. Now, we are here from the older school,
yes, sir.
But the young school.
Right. Yes, sir.
We can do without it.
Amen. Oh, yes, sir.
But we ain't had no phone. I ain't had no phone. Phone? All right, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. What are we going to do with this thing? So he called it for sanctification of your spirit, your soul, and your body. He said, they got to run together. God said, if they don't run together, I can't do what I want to do for you. So he called it for your spirit, soul, and body to be sanctified.
Yes, sir.
How that going to happen? With the word of God. Because
right.
My soul and my body is not saved.
Right.
So I got to save them.
I
got to save them. See? God gave me the provision to,
yes.
But by the power of faith, and by the power of my own will,
right.
Which come from God as I feed on his word, because
yes.
My will becomes just like his, and my faith become his faith, his faith become my faith, I change my soul, and change my body.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yes, sir.
They say a Christian can't be possessed. Well, yes, you can in your soul. How many under the sound of my voice, not only in here, we're in Germany, Japan, Australia, Africa tonight, probably got about 2,000 people clicking and listening to this broadcast, churches. How many people in here are you possessed by your computer? How many of y'all couldn't live a week without it? You think you lost everything, lost your mama. Because because we're constantly sucking the tip of that computer.
Yes, sir.
Like it's our lifeline.
Uh-huh.
I see my little grandson when my daughter-in-law was nursing him, and he act like he owned her. He got one of that jumping, you know him, Scott, jumping in. And that's the way we bought them computers.
Uh-huh. Come on, sir.
How many of y'all in sin because of them computers?
Come on.
You're looking at something you don't supposed to look at.
Come on about that.
You say you're gonna only look one time. That's like tasting strawberry ice cream. Tell me you're gonna eat it one time. You going back again. Lord, have mercy. Let's give God's praise. So I have to keep my soul in alignment with my spirit. Say it. The only way I can do that, is the word of God, and the Holy Spirit, and the life in me, combined by faith,
by my will.
Now, there's another power in you called a power of renunciation or elimination. You have the power to eradicate or push out your life what you don't want in it. Whatever you bind on earth. You bind that. Whatever you loose, I give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you lock, is locked. Whatever you unlock is unlocked. So you can do this. You can do this. Use it to your convenience, but don't tell all your business on it.
Right. Amen.
You're going to lose your husband. You keep putting him on that. It's crazy, man. Turn all your business. My goodness. Hebrews 4:12. Let me read something to you right quick. Not only do your soul must be awakened properly, not only you learn how to keep your soul in alignment with your spirit. You heard that, right?
Yes, sir.
Here's the next thing. Teaching your soul the power of agreement with your spirit, being in agreement with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Teaching your soul the power of agreement. See, you're renewing your mind. When you're renewing your mind, you're renewing your soul. Teaching your soul the power of agreement with your spirit, being in agreement with the Holy Ghost. See, it's the Holy Ghost, your spirit, your soul, your body, manifestation, demonstration, and creation.
Yes, sir.
See, so if the valve on your soul is closed, you can pray all you want. It's not gonna come out.
Wow.
Now God did that for you not to be a robot.
Right. That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
See, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Mm-hmm. It does something to me.
Amen.
Because I got something to do with it shining.
Right. Yeah, right. Right.
See, a robot, a computer, all that computer is a robot.
Right. Yes, sir.
With man brain in it.
Right. Right.
But I'm a living being.
Yeah.
And if you believe me, I got God brain in me.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I love it. And he told me to love him with all my mind,
yes, sir. Yes,
all my soul,
yes,
all my might,
right.
And all of my understanding. I can't let nothing else slip in.
That's right.
Take his place. That's what he told me to do.
That's what he told me to do. Yes, sir. Oh, absolutely.
Now, you know, some of these young kids and young girls think they know more than me. I don't know how they think that. Where they get that from? Huh? Don't you know years bring experience?
That's right. Amen.
That's why I need to teach people to keep on living. We need them here.
Yes, sir.
Don't die with all their experience.
Yes, sir.
We need you here to teach us. Teach them. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know how I talk? We need you here to teach us.
Right. Right.
Man, I'm young wall to wall.
Right.
Because I find out that my youth is being renewed every day. That's the way God designed me.
Right.
I'm not going to think old.
Amen. Right. Glory to God.
I'm not ossifying.
Right. Amen.
I got new oxygen coming in me every minute.
Amen.
Man, what? I'm glorified.
Glory.
Give me a glorified body.
Yes,
hallelujah. The glory on the inside of me. Say it.
Glory.
The glory on the inside of me. Say it.
Glory.
Say it. The glory on the inside
glory.
Of me. Say it. The glory on the inside of me.
Hallelujah.
Giving me life.
Yes, sir.
Giving me spark.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Man, I sometimes feel like you ever saw them sparkle?
Yes,
I feel like I got 100 of them on the inside of me sometimes. Now, here's what happened. If you don't know what I'm talking about now, Hebrews 4:12,
yes, sir. Yes,
teaching your soul the power of agreement mm-hmm. with your spirit,
right.
being in agreement with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
See, Hebrews 4:12.
Yes.
Don't yawn and don't cover your mouth. Don't just yawn. Don't do that. That made me say, he ain't saying nothing now. What time is it? I'm ready to go. Cover your mouth when you're in my class. Don't. I had a woman tell me one time, I was talking to her, I said, what are you doing there? I never did pay attention to you.
Right.
She's been coming to church for years. Her and her boy playing checker in a Wednesday night Bible study. I said, what y'all doing? What is? She said, I never did pay attention to you. I said, take out. She fought. I said, the boy, take out. I'm going to take care of the bill. Take out. They picked up, carried out that back door.
Yes, sir.
She ain't been here since. What you here for?
Right. Amen. Right. Yeah.
You can play checkers at your house, you little boy.
Right.
Come here telling me I ain't saying nothing.
You're
sitting up there, you playing checkers. That's our soul.
Right. Yes, that's right. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
All right, some of y'all are saying, Pastor, what you want us to do? I want y'all to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
I want y'all to be decent and another power you got called order.
Uh-huh.
Let everything be done decent and in order.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The step of a good man is what?
Order by the
Lord. Delight in the way.
Yes.
Some of this crazy stuff y'all doing in that computer,
right.
God is not leading you.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
That's your unrenewed mind.
Right. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
That's why I don't look at it anymore, because I see one of y'all, and I'll come to your house. Because, see, if something ain't fulfilled in your life, if right. you got to let that computer do it.
That's
yes,
right.
sir.
That's right.
Somewhere God missing.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yes, sir.
Notice what the scripture says now. She says, the only way we can get this soul in order is, look, for the word of God is alive. That word quick means alive. Right. Tell three things about it. And powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Mm-hmm. Now, you know the Bible says in Ephesians 6:17, the word of God, which is the sword of the spirit, all right? Yes, now, watch what it does, though. Watch what it does. Sharper than any two sword, piercing even to the dividing.
Right.
Everybody say dividing.
Dividing
of what?
Soul and spirit.
Oh, it's dividing them.
Right. Yes, sir. Right.
It's dividing the soul and spirit. And look, it says, and of the joint and marrow. That's the body.
Right.
Now look up at the last part it said. Look what the last part it said. Now I want you to replace that word heart with the word soul.
Right. Right.
And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the soul. Now, the reason it didn't say body, because the body don't make no decision.
Right. That's right.
But we need to know what that soul up to.
Right. Amen.
Because if that soul ever get away, it's going to get with that body, and they're going outside.
Right. That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
And when they go outside, even though you're a Christian, mm-hmm. you'll do anything anybody else does.
That's right. Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen.
See, we already, children, have received everything in our spirit. We already, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, we've received the promises, we've got lack precious faith, we're partakers of his divine nature, we have everything pertaining to life and godliness. We already got it. So why we act up sometimes? We act up because that soul is out of alignment, in disagreement, don't have the fuel. The only thing that can chastise that soul, correct that soul, bring that soul in agreement, is the word of God. Yeah, it is right here. It's the only thing that can divide it. You can go to a scientist. You can go to a psychologist. You can go where you want. That soul ain't bucking down to nothing but the word of God. That's why people go to psychologists. They go to all kinds of things, and they're still crazy.
Right. Amen.
But the psych they went to crazy.
Right.
If Jesus not there.
Right. That's right.
I ain't calling nobody name. You call that name. I'm just telling you. I'm just, man, I got a clothes. Listen, I'm just telling you.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
So y'all bring a Bible here Sunday morning, even though I'm not going to be here. Bring a Bible.
Yes, sir.
And you better sure to have one next Sunday,
because yes,
I'm going to be here.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to start walking the aisle down here. You know, and don't be holding that little form. Not doing this series, because when this series is over, you're going to put it down.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you enough truth.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth.
Yes, sir.
He's going to reveal so much truth about the truth that you're going to be in full agreement.
Amen.
And then you're going to, watch what I'm saying, I'm closing, I got to close. We can take back up here. Then you'll be able to take your life. I could drive 100 miles without texting.
Right.
Say, not me. What did you say? I saw you. Not me. Yeah, because you hook on it.
Right.
You hook on it. You say, get hook on phonics. You hooked on it. You hooked on it. But I got a partner.
Yeah.
You can sit here like you might be ignoring me, but I got a partner. That partner can cause you to dream. That partner can bring vision to you. Huh? That partner can bring conviction to you. I know one thing, you saved. So I ain't worried about it. As long as you saved, I know this word can get to you.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
I don't have to do it. I just put it out. Some of y'all, the Lord gonna deal with you tonight.
Amen, sir.
The Lord gonna say it. Oh, you mad? You upset? So you done chose your computer over the apostle that I put to be your covering?
Right, yeah. Come on, sir.
Didn't say you couldn't use it.
Right.
But don't let it abuse you.
Right.